Things are moving fast. The Jews are now traveling from the mountain of Sinai. And in fact, within a three-day period, they're supposed to directly enter the land of Israel. The promised land, the holy land, they're now free. They now have the constitution, the Torah, the connector to the Almighty. They're going into the holy land. Scouts are sent to go traverse the land, collect the data, and work out how to take over and conquer the land. Things don't go as they're supposed to and as expected. Out of the 12 spies and scouts that go into the land, 12 representing one representation from each of the tribes, and we're talking a leader of each of the tribes, the results are quite devastating. 10 of them come back with a negative report, and only 2 of them come back with a positive report. Now, bear in mind over here, the report we're talking about is not about the landscape, it's not about the scenery. It's about the viability of taking over the land. And in the words of the Torah, the spies with the negative report say as follows: "We came to the land that you sent us, and our results are that we found that it is a land flowing with milk and honey, and the fruits are quite luscious. But as it goes, the word but follows that statement. However, but it's not possible for us to conquer this land, because the nations which are dwelling in this land currently are way too strong. It's beyond us. And the cities in which they are sojourning, they're living, they're fortified. So to take it over strategically would be impossible. And also we observed over there that there's actually people of inordinate size, giants, which are living there." And then they continue to enumerate the different nations which are living there, the Amalekites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, or Jebusites as they're referred to, the Amorites, etc., etc. Kalev, who was one of the two that came back with a positive report, gets up there and he quietens everyone. And he says, "Of course we will go up there. We will go up and we will conquer the land because we are able to do so." Settling down the people and giving them the strength to believe that they were able to go into the land. However, that's not the end of the saga, because the other spy stood up again and said, "No, we are unable to go up because the inhabitants are too strong for us." This whips up a very negative sentiment amongst the Jewish people. And there's refusal to go up. They're wailing. They start complaining. And they start bemoaning their fate. And proclaiming to Moses and to Aaron and saying, "We should have died in Egypt or in the desert. Would that not have been better? Why did God bring us over here just for us to get slaughtered as we go into the land that God wants to take us, but we actually don't want to go?" Indeed, as a result of this, God promises, "You don't want to go into the land, you won't go into the land." And over here begins the 40-year wandering of the Jews in the desert. So what went wrong over here? After all, weren't they sent to scout the land to see what would be the best avenue and strategy to take over the land? So they were only doing their job. Why is it that when they came back with their report, that it was looked at with such negativity? After all, this is what they were sent to do. There is so much to say on this subject, but to suffice to say that they actually weren't sent to do that. They were sent to scout the land to see what would be the best strategy to take it over. It wasn't an exercise to ascertain whether they should take over the land. It was how to take over the land. And with coming back with their report and concluding, operative word over here, the conclusion that we are unable to take over the land, they dropped the ball and they missed the purpose of why they were sent to the land. Of course, if God would take us into a land, God could take us in any way. In fact, God could have made it totally miraculous. Yet the system with which God runs the world, it is specifically that we need to do our bit. Now, when we do our bit, God throws in the results, which are not commensurate to our efforts, but are actually miraculous. In this particular case, the Jews were supposed to go send the spies. They were supposed to scout the land. They were supposed to come back and say, this would be the way that we should do it, and the rest we would leave to God. Instead, they got sunken into a different kind of mindset. It was like, can we or can't we? Well, listen, it's not about whether we can or we can't. Of course we can. If God tells us we're going into the land, then we can go into the land. In what manner is the question? And over here, the Lubavitcher Rebbe tells us many times that this is actually a metaphor for life. And this is actually a tremendous lesson to each and every one of us in life. To begin with, the Torah and the mitzvahs were given to us by God, and God only asks of us something that we're able to do. There isn't a circumstance where we're put into a situation that we can't surmount. Because if we were not able to surmount, then God wouldn't send it our way. It doesn't mean it's easy, and it doesn't mean that it immediately, at the onset, we are able to see the method and the path of how to do it. Yet at the same time, we're given the challenge and the strength to overcome that challenge. And so, at times, we have doubt, self-doubt. We get very nervous about what the outcome would be. But we always have to remember that if God asks us to do something, God tells us, God puts us in a situation, then we're there for a reason. And we need to just look at all the options of how to do it as opposed to if to do it. And of course, that goes to our Jewish and spiritual journey. It's so difficult in an assimilated world and in such a free society to draw the boundaries and to connect ourselves and to devote ourselves as it's given to us in the Torah. And yet, we know that we can do it. Because if we weren't able to do it, then Hashem wouldn't give it to us. Now, this is the most empowering of concepts which can apply across the board, all over the place. Recognizing that Hashem's hand is guiding us and leading us gives us the strength to jump into our mission and to do it. It's only a matter of how. Have a wonderful day.